Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. How should Christians react to social justice issues? That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to respond.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We hear so much about social justice all the time. Maybe you could take a moment to explain exactly what is meant by these concepts.
Well, actually, the whole concept of social justice has a very long and complicated history as it relates to philosophy and religion. But I think in the past decade or so, a lot of other things have been brought into the whole category of social justice issues. Now it involves perceived injustices at the local and state level, but then also within and between nations, and they include income equality, perceived injustices in the legal system, racial injustices, prejudice and inequality related to educational and work opportunities, but they also not only include gender issues between men and women, but now gender identity issues that have now been elevated to social justice issues, and the list just goes on and on. And many see themselves as social justice warriors. These are crusaders who are totally devoted to disrupting the status quo in whatever way they can.
Well, David, I would think it would be true that Christians should be concerned about social issues.
Well, definitely there is a need for believers to be salt and light in the world. But what we need to understand is that we need to apply biblical principles properly. The passage that is most frequently appealed to is Matthew 25, and that passage has a very specific interpretation and application, but it's misused by folks advocating for this social justice all the time. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. And he says, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. This is what is often misinterpreted, because it's often said this is how the church should function in society. But in context, this is about what happens in connected with the coming Holocaust against the Jewish people under the Antichrist during Daniel's 70th week, when he will seek to destroy the entire nation. So Matthew 25 involves judgment concerning how Gentiles will have cared for the Jewish people. But in contrast, the church is commissioned to be light and salt in the world, to influence society, to share the gospel, to be good citizens, to care for those in our local fellowships. Those things are our mandate. We are not mandated to fundamentally change society through social and governmental systems.
David James on the biblical mandate for Christians today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Remember, the biblical mandate for Christians is to win lost people to Jesus Christ and then train them in biblical principles for today and the future. That's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...